Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
A crazy weekend daytime. All I know is watching B&B for me right now is like watching Jason and Liz all over again. Yeah, Liam and Steffi all getting together. But you know what, Liam, you are a jackass. You need to die from a very bad disease. Come on. Making that comment about the grandkids in Italy to hope. Come on, it's bullshit. As boasted to the highest form of boasted. And I'm mad. And it makes me mad because You know, I love Liam and Stuffy. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, Boo can go bye-bye. You know, and so can Hope. And I did not feel that way a couple of weeks ago, people, but Book, you know, kind of, you know, pushed me over the edge to a very bad sign. And I'm going to let people on. But I feel really, really, really bad that Bobby Franklin, she was on One Day at a Time, and she was on a couple of episodes of Young and the Restless died today. And so I feel bad for that. But let's see. Oh, and the prenup for the 40th Daytime Emmys came out, and we are going to discuss that, because, hi, Una! In this album, hey, Brandy Dilley, guest, Kathy and Una in this album, and let's go to Kathy.
Hi, Callie.
Hello, yes, how did you like my B&B rant?
Yes, it was very good. It was very good. Yes.
Yeah. It was. Hey, you told me to catch up on something, okay? So B&B was quicker than all the others.
Yes.
And I need my nap. You know, I'm becoming like Lazon. I need naps. Sam's here too. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Carly.
Okay, so you guys, the nominees are like out now. And I just want to say, people, that there are a few people on this list that are not surprising, but then there are some people on this list that are on this list that should never be on this list because they cannot act with a hill of beans, and I don't understand why people think some people can act. I don't get it.
I bet I know who you're talking about.
Who you think I'm talking about?
It's not too hard to figure out.
Who you talking about?
I know.
But
okay,
just remember,
okay.
Just the pre-noms, and they're usually picked by fellow cast members. And, you know,
well, yeah, also, but I mean, it's like...
politics.
I know, but it's like, you know, I mean, at least... You know, at least Becky got a pre-nom, I believe. And so I don't... Yeah, so I don't have to kill people, and Laura did too, so no one died yet.
What a good week for Becky. What a good week for Becky.
Mm-hmm.
There
and
was so
I
much
haven't
of her
watched,
on
the,
I haven't seen her that much. She was on like every day, I think, but one. At least she had great scenes. I was so happy to see her. She's getting the story.
You know, yeah, I mean, I'm not totally caught up on dates, but I just want to say... you people on Twitter, I am not, you know, I'm not saying I'm not a Lazon fan anymore. Do not go that extremely. I'm just saying that I'm loving where they go. They are going with Liz and AJ. It's very interesting. It's really good.
Well,
being a
Becky fan, it's nice to see her get some screen time. I was just happy this week. I enjoyed the show this week. And that was one reason why I enjoyed it. The show was good.
No
yeah,
more vampires.
They're cute together, and I'm not sure how far it's going to go, but I'm, you know, enjoying watching it for now.
It's nice to see her get some screen time. That's what I'm glad
about. And Valentini, don't fuck us up. Because, you know, this is nice to see. This is actually nice to see, so don't...
Well,
don't screw, you know, this up.
When I've heard for what's going to happen next week, your girl is going to try to put a kibosh on it, so.
Wait, who? Oh, Carly?
Do tell.
I read ahead that Carly's going to kiss AJ because she overhears that he's made a date with Liz. Now, I don't know what her reasoning is.
Oh, come on.
I'm not joking. I've read it in two different places, so. But I don't think she's kissing him because she wants him. I think she's kissing him because she's trying to keep him from going out on a date with Liz.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now, I don't like that. I like Holly, but I don't like her doing that.
And I'm thinking it might also be some way for her to try to make Todd jealous, but I'm not exactly sure if that's true.
Well, okay. All right. Well, since it hasn't aired, I am not going to judge my girl on this until she does something awful, you know? So I'm not going to be mad at her. Sorry.
No, I'm not judging her yet because I don't know why she does it or how it affects the outcome yet, but I'm just warning you.
Well,
gonna get juicy.
Yeah, Silo, you're on the line too.
Hi, everyone. I totally missed what you said, Sam, because my phone went out. Carly's
sorry.
Gonna kiss
Hi,
AJ.
John.
Yeah,
Hi.
Apparently she's gonna kiss AJ, and I'm not sure yet, but I think Liz is gonna see it. So she's gonna do it because she finds out he's going out on a date with Liz, and I don't think she's very happy. I'm not sure why she's not happy about it. She's never been known to be protective about Elizabeth, so I'm not really sure why she's doing
no,
it.
She's
but
protective of the fact that she's now dating or going out with another cute.
Okay.
We don't know
Kobe's reason yet, so that's just. Not judge her until the scene air because, you know, Carly might have a really good reason. We don't know. You know?
Yeah, she might have it might be an altruistic reason.
Exactly. So I am not going to just, you know, go there and criticize her because, you know,
no,
I mean,
We're just commenting on whether or not what possible reasons she could have for it. We're just debating.
Well, I really think she's not over Todd yet, and I really think, you know, she really does care about him.
AJ?
You know, Carly is very protective of those that she has loved, whether she still loves them now or not. I mean, as far as she was concerned, Jason could do no wrong, even though he married Sam, you know.
Well, we'll
and
find
like,
out her reasoning, her reasons
right,
next week. I was just
right.
speculating what possible reason they could give her to do this.
Well, that's an I'll be curious to see if that's what happens on screen now, because now I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what all happens around it.
Yeah,
well,
I hope
it doesn't cause anything that would stop Elizabeth from going
no,
on a date with AJ.
No, I'm sure Elizabeth isn't that stupid. She could figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, I mean,
but even
she's been through this stuff so many times with Jason that.
I
don't think Liz will just go. It's just Carly.
Can you believe how much we saw, Dawn, can you believe how much we saw Becky this week?
I loved it.
Me too.
And I'm glad he ran into her with her dress on.
Yeah, me too.
And I was shocked Steve lived. I really thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Kathy called me. Kathy called me and she goes, she's like, I think Steve's a goner. I'm like, what? And I'm like, okay, that sucks.
But
and
I said he hasn't died yet.
Hasn't died yet, but I'm like thinking, that is going to be really, really sucking.
Well, I think they changed it, to be honest, because I heard a long time ago he was supposed to die.
Yeah, that's why I heard a long time ago, too, that he was supposed to die. That's why when she said that idea, I'm like, okay. Be prepared for the Kleenex, but, you know.
Yeah,
but
you know, Ron and Frank have been known to fool us, you know. The
fake out,
a good fake out. We, you know, the whole Duke thing. And
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I think they were just trying to fake us out. I mean,
yeah,
they could have changed too, but.
I do love the fact that he did explain about the water splashing and Sabrina is not interested in Steve in any way, shape, or form. It's someone
that was
else.
Cute today.
Yes, I love.
Wasn't it cute the way Sabrina was trying to say, "No, I don't find you attractive."
I know.
Steve says, "You did didn't have a crush on me. And Livia says, oh, don't seem disappointed about it.
I want to know how the bitch, what's-her-face, got her not accepted into the nurses program.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
She had something to do with that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Her not graduating, yeah.
She was quite pleased that it worked. Like, oh, good.
She
at least Sabrina has Patrick.
With someone.
Patrick will get into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, this is just too obvious.
Patrick has no patience for Britt anymore, so he'll fight.
And I love
it.
Oh, the girl that played Britt?
Mm-hmm. Kelly.
I guess Phil and now is on crutches, and I guess they are biting in, like almost if Frisco do something, like off. We didn't see it, but they are going to hint it because.
Yeah.
Well, they did
that
today,
Yeah, they did today, yeah. But now I know why she. I figured it was for some real issue, but now I have no idea why. Okay, now I know.
No, there were good scenes with Sabrina and Patrick this week, too. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the show this week.
Oh, I enjoyed it from start to finish. I loved Frisco confronting her again today. It's like he's just going to stick on her like stink on you.
Yeah.
Oh, did you love Frisco's line to Spinelli?
No.
You know, poor Spinelli.
It just made me laugh.
Wait, what was the line?
What did he say, Kathy? What was the phrase?
I like the scene.
He said something about my name, Frisco Jones or Mr. Jones.
No,
you can call me Mr. Jones.
He goes, do you want me to call you Frisco? And he goes, you can call me Mr. Jones.
And then
Frisco said, he said something, and he goes, Spinelli, you know, well, you haven't exactly been around, you know, to help out Max. He goes, when's the last time you got thrown into a wall?
Oh, God. Okay, Frisco, don't throw my man into a wall. That might not be me.
I liked
when Frisco confronted Britt and basically said, you know, you are mourning last week or whatever. That was like... Well, really good.
I really prefer him being the protective daddy to being the man trying to steal Felicia from Mac character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
because
I don't like that at all.
My thinking is, okay, you know, we don't know how long Frisco is staying this time, so why do that? Why open a Frisco Felicia bag of rooms? If they cannot sell him. Yeah, because they will.
I just hope he's not leaving with Felicia.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that to Mac.
I hope
that doesn't happen because, I mean, I do like Felicia and Mac. I think, you know, they are really good together.
Poor Mac, if he gets his heart broken, I won't like that.
No. I know.
I don't think he will. I think
you know what? I will. Okay. I would not mind having Mac back with Alexis. It's better Alexis and Sean. I mean, I would not mind that. I'm just saying.
They never really got anywhere, though. They never really.
I know, but I'm the same.
I'd like Mac to just have a new character. I'm not a big fan of Felicia.
Well, but the thing is, Mac loves her, and I mean,
he's
never stopped loving her, and I don't know how long she's staying on the show, but I mean, I think it's cute. I think I'm not a huge fan, I was never a huge fan of Felicia, but I always liked them together. I think it made her a lot more tolerable.
Yeah. Well,
at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. It's not like we're going to see them all that much, but, you know.
I just think it's ironic.
I just like the idea of it.
I think it's ironic that Mac has an issue with Frisco being an absent father, but what the hell was she? She was an absent mother. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute, Mac. You're in love with the mother of these kids. I mean, how can you say that to him when you're...
Well, I think he I think he's just being protective of his girls. But I think that... I don't really know. I can't really answer that.
I mean, he always knows...
Felicia was gone most of the time, too.
And,
you know,
and
he always knows.
Felicia has a nice butt. That's probably why. I mean, he told us today, basically. So...
Yeah.
The only parent those kids knew was Mac. That was
right. Right. Exactly. I just think that's why I have an issue with him going with her. I would have liked him with someone different.
No, I understand that, but I just like them together, and I think that makes him happy. So I think that's the true love of his life, and I think she'll end up picking Mac anyway. She better, or that's it.
Well,
that bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to write her somehow. Maybe they'll both leave. Who knows?
Well, I mean, I did like, Mac and Felicia, and I also way back like Felicia and Frisco, but my thing is, you know, so much time has gone, and I mean, I just think Mac is a better guy for her, and,
is a great guy. I just don't care for Felicia as much as I do Mac.
Mm-hmm. But people make mistakes. I mean, okay, so she wasn't the perfect mother.
Really? You know, a mother needs to be there for her kids. I don't give a squat what the reason is. She was just as guilty of being absent from those kids' lives as Frisco was.
I never could understand how they could justify that. I never knew how they could justify that, because really, she left those kids just like he did. With Mac, who wasn't a blood relative. I mean, he was good to them, thank God. He brought them up.
I never really understood why did she go to join Frisco?
She chased him around the world.
Well, I mean, Anna and Robert did pretty much the same thing. So we're going to go after those two, we have to go after Anna and Robert, and then we can all justify it by saying they were just doing their job. But at the end of the day, they chose their jobs over their children.
I just thought of it. No one goes after Anna for it.
Robert,
I'm not you're right.
With them doing that, I was upset that they left Robin.
Yeah, I'm just pointing out that they make this big deal of them all being spies, and that's the whole reason they justify it. Now, Felicia, I guess she did a little bit of spy work, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But...
I can't picture
it's all part of the General Hospital mythology that there's spies running around everywhere. That's how they justify it, I guess.
And now this pick of Lila, we got Spinelli and Ellie involved in it.
I love it.
Me too.
I see a lot of people bitching about the storyline, but I think it's hilarious because it's so a piece of history that they're going back.
Yeah,
because I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know that until you guys informed me that actually happened. Mm-hmm. So it was really refreshing to me that they are going back and using something, and they just didn't dig this out of their ass, basically. I mean, it's really nice.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's up to the viewer to go find out what the story is. There's a history there. And if they really, really want to know, they can look it up. Just like we have to look up things if we don't remember some specific.
Because, I mean, I think the things that they're actually bringing up from history are things that are interesting for the most part. At least they're not, bringing back an alien or, you know, not the really embarrassing things.
Well, a lot of people are upset with all the returns of the oldies, and I, for one, am enjoying knowing that they're not going to be there for the long haul because it's just too many people on the canvas. But, I mean, it's nice to see them again, and that goes for Felicia and Wagner and all them guys.
And they're doing a long build up to it, so we're not just getting like pow, here's a bunch of people.
Well, yeah,
you know?
We're trying
and
to
it's nice.
To the nurses ball, and then I think people start exiting and the 50th.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, and I've heard, you know, because now Rick Springfield's coming back.
Oh yeah.
For a few
yeah.
episodes in April, yeah.
Oh good.
Yeah.
Good.
Which will be nice, and I've heard rumors that Jonathan might come back for an episode or two. And,
oh,
you know, they're
going
to start bringing people in. It'll be good.
Well, if Jonathan comes back in, I sure hope he doesn't give Liz a bunch of shit about AJ.
And, you know, that, do we really need to see Lucky on the canvas again? Do we? No.
No,
I don't
we
mind.
Don't.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, he's part of the history of the show.
He is.
He will come back for an episode or two. He's not going to stick around. He's got bigger things to do.
Right. I am. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I just don't know how they're going to return him.
But
yeah, I mean,
well,
he'll probably just...
Maybe you should get prepared, because Samantha said Nashville's on the bubble.
He might not even end up coming back into Portland.
Nashville's on the bubble.
Yes, on the bubble.
That surprised me when they have. Candace, you on the line?
Hello, everybody.
Hi,
Candace.
So, my little buddy. So, are we still sticking to your alcohol rule, or have we changed the minds?
Oh, I'm still sticking to it.
Wow.
I know.
What
are you doing? I missed it. What are you doing?
pretty much because of what happened my birthday week when I went to New York. I got enough alcohol in my system week, and I learned that drinking is not always a good time.
Oh, yep. I hear you, dear.
I kind of disagree because, I'm sorry, a couple of weeks ago, I had the best time with my cousin, and we got, you know, I got drunk, and, you know, I'm sorry, that was, like, probably the best time I ever have spent with anyone, and it was just fun, and, you know, I mean, okay, I feel sick in the morning, but, you know, it was kind of worth it. So, but Candace, after you told me your little story, I understand.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, dear, I don't know what happened, and I don't need to know. All I know is I did
it
for a period of time, and I barely drink now. I think I drink maybe once every few years.
I just want to say that it was nothing bad. Nothing bad happened. Unless you count the fact that basically what it was the cast of The Vanity, which is the web show, and a shout out to everybody who watches The Vanity. It pretty much started on Twitter of them saying that we were going to do shots for my birthday. And when I met up with them at the pre-party, I got exactly the Vanity treatment. I got shot. After shot.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I was not, you know, I wasn't drunk or anything. I was, you know, okay. It was just, you know, we did one shot of straight tequila, one shot of whiskey.
You didn't get sick?
No.
You mixed things?
Right after all those shots that I did, believe it or not, I mean, I have to say this, they did look after me, you know, to make sure that I got to my hotel safely, which was across the street from the party. But instead of, well, it was all, you know, it was serious, it was fun and everything, because I knew it was coming. And then I went back to the hotel, and I came back out 30 minutes later and went to McDonald's. Yeah, so it was like, okay, went to McDonald's and got me a Big Mac meal and went back to the hotel and stayed up. knowing darn good well I had to get ready for the awards the next day. So, so that's why I said, like, yeah, I'm gonna be a good girl.
Yeah.
So far I'm doing okay. I didn't drink on my birthday, so.
Well, I am shocked. I mean, but now I understand it, but, you know, I like saying I'm shocked. What was I going to say? Oh, but no, back to what we were talking about. I mean, if some of the cast members end up staying, I will not mind them staying. I mean, if some of them stayed for, you know, and got little posts of it, I would not mind that at all.
I just haven't seen anybody yet that I would die to have stay there. Maybe. The only person would be Duke, because he could be with Anna.
I love Anna. I want Anna to stay. I like Anna.
But
oh,
I think Anna is planning on staying. I don't think she's, you know, because she's been on it for more than, you know, anyone else at the oldies. But I would not mind if, when Bobby comes back, I would not mind seeing how she does and maybe having Bobby back. I would not mind having Bobby Spencer back on stage.
Well, I'd rather have Epiphany myself, but that's just me.
I want to see Bobby. I'm looking forward to her coming back. I always
like
Bobby.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing her, but being a regular, I don't need her on screen.
And she's not coming back as a regular. In fact, I think she's already done filming her scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
her air date is thank you. Yeah, her air date's March 21st.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, most of these people aren't. I think everybody's getting the impression that these people are coming back full time. They're not. And if Jonathan comes back, it's not going to be full time. Even if Nashville gets canceled, he's not coming back full time.
Right.
He's got a lot of things on his plate, but it's just a nod to history is all. And so don't, and in fact, he may not even come back into Port Charles. He may just end up being part of this Spencer family adventure that's supposed to happen.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know not everyone is a Lulu fan, but, you know, when I heard Lily Boomin's last day, I was sad. I'm like, that sucks, because I love Lulu. So,
I
mean,
like
it was like... So
I like
for me,
Marie for sure, but I don't know how they're going to recast her.
Oh, I think they can find someone. I don't think that has.
Yeah, I know they could, and they will, but it's just, it makes me a little nervous after having, you know, a little bit of the, I finally got to liking Jen because they changed her up a little bit and didn't make her seem so pathetic like they did in the beginning, but
oh, you know, people
you know,
are saying
all the time she was
some
much
people
better
is,
at the other end half.
Some people are saying they want Jen Lilly for the role. I can't see that.
That's what I heard.
Okay,
no,
I can't see that.
No,
Donnie, are you kidding?
I probably can. I can because a lot of fans want Jen because Jen, and let's be honest, she did a good job when she was doing the fill-in.
Sure, she did.
And she gained a lot of fans. She gained a lot of fans, and everybody has said, you know, when General Hospital put out casting calls, like, obviously for Serena Baldwin, you know, everybody said, hey, you know, Jen would be a good choice for her. Well, we know that. Not going to happen, but...
I think, you know, I think if they really want Jen back, they shouldn't just be casting her as a recast of half the, you know, they need to give her her own character, I think.
Right,
if they really want her.
I agree with that.
I agree with you,
because we already have it. Yeah, I mean, it's already, like, it would be too awkward. I don't think I could get over her face and people calling her Lulu.
She was
not
just
because
messy.
She's not
I can't
because
get...
she's not a good actress, because I just don't see it.
That's exactly
right,
how
I
feel.
I think she'd be good as another, like maybe she could come in and befriend Sabrina or something as a new nurse.
And I think that's more fair to Jen Lilly, too. I don't think,
I think
just,
so, too.
She shouldn't
just be a
recast of everybody.
She came in as a recast and got blasted for a long, long time.
I liked her a lot. So
I liked her.
I didn't like her at first, but I grew to like her. And I was kind of bummed when Kirsten came back, because she had really evolved into the role at the end. And I thought,
yeah,
she did. She did. She was great. She was a great Maxie.
Yeah.
But she just played Maxie. I don't want her playing Lulu.
Right.
It's too weird.
Right.
It's too weird.
I agree.
I mean, it would be, you know.
I hope they don't do that. I really hope they don't do that either.
Yeah, I don't want her to be put in that position and taking over her part and everybody blasting her again when all she's doing is her job.
A new character, I would, like Samantha said, that would be fine.
Oh,
if they want to hire her so bad, that would be fine.
Well, Sabrina needs a girlfriend. I mean, she kind of has Liz, but she needs a little bit younger friend.
I love Sabrina.
That's why she has Felix.
Well,
yeah,
I know,
she's got a
but
girlfriend.
Felix isn't always around.
He should be on every day.
He should be on every day.
Remember when we had all the nurses at the station? Now we don't have anybody other than Liz, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I think Tiffany is coming back because I saw Sonia tweeting stuff about coming back. So I think Sonia's been busy. I don't know if they let her out for a while to do some other work, but she seems
she was doing something else.
I think
I'm glad she's working because she deserves it. She's a good actress.
I love her. She has to come back for the nurses' ball. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just can't see her not being part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
Liz
is getting a new love and stuff. It's like, I would like Epiphany rooting her on, going, you know what, girl, you've been through a lot. You go for whatever happiness you can find. Be nice Epiphany have some happiness with that dude. God, I like him as an actor. Can't think of his name. The black guy that was on.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of it. Oh, by the way, Carrie, too, you guys.
Billy D. Williams.
Yeah.
Well,
sure. I could see his face.
I knew who he was. I just couldn't think of his name. And I knew Gary come across.
Yeah, where's
he remembers
Billy D.
everything.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, you said the black guy. Well, that narrows it.
I was daydreaming.
Sean, but I knew you didn't mean Sean, so I'm like, well, I'm going to think Night Shift, Billy D. Williams.
Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I love Billy D. on that show. He was a
Me
great
too.
Character.
So did she.
Yeah. It just was nice to see him in something other, you know, because he is getting older. He was perfect with her. And I was like, bummer. Well, if anybody watched Zero Hour, that's been canceled.
After three episodes.
Yeah,
well,
they put it on at the wrong time, though. They did.
I watched it. Yeah. They put it up against some other stuff, some big name stuff. Also, it's just not very good. I watched it. I mean, if it was on sci-fi,
it would be good.
Exactly. It was perfect.
Like you guys said, they put it up on against what? Idol?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right there. That's you know, Vampire Diaries.
Idol, Big Bang Theory. That's not good.
They're getting rid of it.
They're getting rid of the Zero Hour.
Oh,
are
yeah.
they into the Edward one?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wow, that didn't last long at all.
And I just want to say that I did watch the first episode because, you know, I was glad Anthony Edwards has come back to television. You know, I missed him from ER.
Yeah.
It's just wrong night. Different. It should have been on a different network.
Yep.
Hopefully, maybe Sci-Fi will pick it up, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I think it'd be a good go for it.
It's a really good premise, and it was. The only problem was it was really kind of, the dialogue was really clunky and painful. And I think maybe if they had retooled it, I think they must have tried to fix it and they just couldn't. So they thought, let's just put it on against two of the biggest shows on television so it can totally be decimated quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I was upset last night that Grace was on. Because of what happened last week, I was so into Grace, and I was so happy, and I was just, like, loving my Grace, love Grace, love Grace. And then I found out, I go, and I'm like, oh, it's going to be on, and I looked at my TiVo, and it was on. I'm like, that sucks.
I know, I was like that about Scandal, no Scandal.
Yeah, it was freaky. Mm-hmm. When it comes back on what? The 21st, right?
When?
Is it the fourth Scandal? The 14th? Because I remember them saying it's going to be a while.
So Grace was a repeat? I didn't even think I saw it on.
Yeah, Grace was a repeat. And because next week.
Well, no,
Grace wasn't on last night. Grace was not on.
That, okay, it wasn't.
Okay, yeah.
But the new Effie's next week?
Yeah, the 14th.
Of Grace?
Yeah, Grace comes back on the 14th. This is how I remember it. Glee comes back on March 7th. The 14th is Grace, and I think the 21st is Scandal.
Most, not April, right?
I got to wait all that time for Scandal. Ugh.
I know.
One life to live.
So I have 2 weeks without Grace? I have 2 weeks without Grace. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much.
Fucking said.
How do you think our Scandal fans feel? We gotta wait 3 freaking weeks.
Yeah. I think Scandal is my favorite show. I think.
It's juicy. It's what a primetime soap should be.
Yeah. I think it's my favorite out of everything. I think.
I think Grace is out of all my primetime shows, Grace is probably my favorite. I love Grace.
Grace is losing a lot of viewers because it's like they after a certain period, like after some years, maybe 5, it gets dull.
I am not finding that this season at all.
I think they killed off some beloved characters too, like Mark.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
They killed off, what's her name, Meredith's sister?
Lexi.
I mean, she...
Lexi, I was okay with. Dean. Oh, my God.
Oh, Dean!
I was so upset when they killed the two of them off. I said, that really bothered me.
Oh, I know. It bothered me, too. I cried.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I cried. It was awful.
Oh,
I
my
cried.
God.
I'm glad I have warning about that because if I just watched it, I would have fell apart. I would have been more distraught than I was when I actually went to watch it. I'm like, knowing this is going to happen, but this shouldn't happen. But, you know,
you lose viewers when you kill off beloved characters like that,
mm-hmm.
as we know during daytime.
A couple that people have been waiting for them to get back together, they finally get there and they blow it all apart.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If they brought Izzy back, you know, Katherine Heigl, who, you know, she was on The View, I think, sometime this week. Well, I mean, at this point, what else does she have going on?
Well, yeah, but that won't happen.
I know that she might not come back, but if she was to come back and was, like, just stay for, like, maybe half a season or maybe do, like, a six-story,
But Tanya Ryan will not that happen.
I know that, but listen to what I'm saying, though. Right now, Grey's Anatomy is not as popular as it was when it first started. The first five years of that show.
I disagree because some people
will say, like you, Carly, that it's a good show. But after a certain point, you have, the two star-crossed lovers. They finally get together. They adopted a baby, and now they're gonna have a baby. Okay, that's one story kind of wrapped up in a way. Then you have the tortured character Christina, who has issues. It's, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's like emotional. It's a roller coaster. Then you have all these other characters that are just thrown in.
The new characters, the new interns.
Interns, yeah. To carry on what they used to do, how they all started. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, they need to do something, or else you're going to be hearing final season of Grey's Anatomy starts right now.
I think they need to have a good balance of the oldies and the newbies. I think they got way too many newbies on campus, and it seems like they're finally honing in on specific ones.
The only one, I shouldn't say the only one I like, but they... I don't know. I can't really identify with any of them. They're like scatterbrains out there.
Hey, I like and she's kind of, but she's one with a guy, but
yeah.
I like him with,
I want Jesse back with April. Bottom line.
Oh, I like them too.
Yeah,
I want
Alex. I like Alex and what's her name? I'm sorry.
I like Alex.
I'm in.
I like Alex's girl too.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that.
When he finally realizes he likes her.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
What show are you guys talking about?
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was Scandal. That's how much I know. Can we talk GH?
Yeah, we were talking GH all night. You missed us. We were talking GH all night.
Yeah, we were talking GH all night.
You weren't here.
You were not here. You came late.
Hey.
Carrie, you're wrong.
Carrie.
Let's go back to GH.
I don't know. I thought I was going to see something hot in the hallway today.
I know, right? It's like, Michael, take off. Daddy has business in the hallway.
Wow, yeah. Kathy, aren't you surprised that somebody hasn't called in yet?
Jamie.
I know.
Buddy.
You stop
Jamie.
It.
Oh, Jamie, call in.
Jamie, call in.
Oh, I like him.
Go to
why.
He
Where
wants
is he?
To
is he in the chat room?
He wants to talk GH. We're talking GH. It's a GH night.
Well, we kind of diverted off.
All
right. I like that.
That was from the
theme song. I love when Michael said to AJ, you need to find somebody pretty and smart right on cue who comes walking by.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
It.
And she looked gorgeous. Oh, my God.
And he's like.
Yeah.
Michael had to say you
look,
and he's like, Michael's like, beautiful, well, whatever he said, and he's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he excused himself to go get some coffee. I loved it.
I know.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Dad might get lucky. I better leave.
What did he say? You want to do something sometime? And she said, like a date?
Yeah.
He said, exactly like a date. Yes, exactly like a date. He was all excited.
Yeah.
And then the little pop, the light. Yes. Like,
I like
yep,
the advice
really.
You gave Michael, too. Well, you didn't take after me. You got a smart, intelligent woman. I'm like, that's right.
Right. Exactly.
And when she said yes and walked away and he went,
yes. Yeah, that was great.
And then Michael says, I saw her. She was checking you out. I'm like,
wow. Yeah, I think that goes both ways.
Before I forget, remember people to pick up the People magazine of the 50 years thing. It's on sale now, I believe.
Yeah, it's on sale today, I guess.
Has anybody looked at it?
I haven't even been to the store yet. So
I was
going
to go and get it later.
The promos, for those who still have SoapNet, have y'all saw the General Hospital promos?
No, I saw
online the other night the three collies. I saw that funny one with the three collies. Oh my God, I cracked up.
Wait, Kathleen, you don't have SoapNet anymore. How did you?
I saw it online on Twitter.
There were three collies.
Yeah, they were telling you the story about Port Charles, and they said once upon a time in Port Charles, there was a lady who gave her baby girl away, and they had a picture of Bobby, getting money in return because of the baby. And then it's when Sarah Brown started, they had pasted a picture of Sarah Brown on a body and, said met and fell in love with AJ. Then it went to she married Sonny Corinthos, and it was Tamara Braun. And then after that, they said, she had, a mental breakdown. She survived the train wreck and everything. And it was Laura Wright's picture that came out
really
that she
funny.
Caused the trouble. Yeah, but they forgot Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
There were four Carlys, but, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay to leave that era out.
Yeah.
Era, E-R-R-O-R.
Wow.
It's really funny. You got to see it.
The Luke and Laura one. The Luke and Laura one was funny too. Luke and Laura was cute too.
I didn't see that. The only one I saw were the collies. I think.
Oh, you
got to
see that one.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
I think Tamara posted it. Sarah Brown, one of them.
They all retweeted it. Somebody sent it to Sarah, and she retweeted it, and then Tamara saw it, and she retweeted it, and I think Laura saw it either yesterday or today, and she said, "Who made this?" Oh, happy birthday, Maurice Bernard. Love you.
Oh, Maurice. Is he
talking about birthday? I'm talking about birthday. Before I forget, I went with my grandma. Happy birthday tomorrow, and...
Happy birthday, Grandma.
I mean, she's home now. She's doing really good. She's back to her little cranky self. But by getting her to walk, the doctor wants her to walk a lot. And she's like, I'm tired. And I'm like, Grandma. And she keeps saying, I want to get back to normal. And I'm like, Grandma, if you don't walk... You're not going to get totally back to normal. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not supposed to be funny with her because me being funny, she takes her all along. But I just wish she would,
How old is your grandmother, Carly?
She's going to be 86 tomorrow. Oh, I know, but, this is a lady... That has always been on the go, all of her life. And now she just, supposed to sit, and she can't. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw something I never want to see ever again, so I'm traumatized, so... People never ask about someone's skull. All I'm saying, because if you ask to see someone's skull, they're going to stupidly show you, and you look at it, then you want to pass out.
Well, all righty, then.
Yes.
That's a good piece of advice.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Carly.
Yes?
You forgot somebody's birthday. You're a Blog Talk host, and you forgot somebody's birthday.
Okay, well, wait, I said happy birthday to you last week.
Okay, I didn't say me.
Okay.
It's somebody else who has made a contribution to the world of entertainment now for maybe 4 years.
Okay, who in the hell did I forget?
Happy birthday, Justin Bieber.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say
that. Okay, fine, excuse me. Okay, I'm sorry, Justin Bieber, that I did not know it was your birthday.
The word contribution and him didn't go together, so I was
more importantly,
it's Maurice's
birthday. That's more important.
It's Maurice's birthday.
Older than Justin Bieber.
Yeah, isn't it funny that Monique Bernard
is 50 today?
Awesome.
And kicked it. And that other guy, I said that because my DJ in Baltimore did the same thing this morning and said about Justin Bieber. But for all those Justin Bieber fans, he's 19 today.
Thank you. But isn't it funny about Monique Spinell turning 50 when Zeno Hospice 50? I find that funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's cool. He's great. He looks great for 50.
Oh, he looks hot and sexy for 50.
I wish they'd let him leave his hair go. Quit dyeing it. I'd rather see him with some gray.
I wouldn't mind.
He looks sexy with some gray.
Well, he had some gray before, and they had him dye it.
I know. They make him put that shoe polish crap on or whatever they put on.
Yep.
It's like, come on, let them in. And have you seen pictures of him, like when he's just out, you know, being at home? His hair is curly.
Yeah.
And it looks great. I'm like, man, leave the man alone, would you? He's fine.
Yeah, he has a natural curl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys, it's called acting.
Yeah. There was like an interview. I'm trying to remember.
They don't want you to look like yourself.
Yeah. It was an interview because they were talking about what's the difference between Nico and Sonny. And I remember he said something about his hair. He said Nico could wear his hair curly and Sonny has to have straight. Flip back hair.
Well, they put that wax in it or whatever the shit it is. I bet you he immediately goes to his dressing room, takes a shower, gets all the makeup off, gets his hair back to normal, and leaves.
You know, I think everybody just stopped when, you know, you said him in a shower. I think after that,
What did you say? Soap?
All I heard was Maurice in a shower. That's all I got.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wait. Stop the show. We all have to go. Take showers of our own now.
So what'd you think about the Almost wedding?
I liked it.
I don't want to say the one
with Steve?
Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Great ending.
Nah.
I wasn't too thrilled. Matthew was the whatever.
Wedding planner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they told her to go away after she planned the wedding. Did you like that?
Yeah, they did. Go away now.
You can go now.
Like, you need to rest your feet. You carrying your mic.
Frisco, how did Frisco say that? Have you been thrown through a wall lately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finale. Yeah.
Well, I know, I like that.
And Spinelli's like, okay, I gotta go.
I think I gotta get
the father of my grandchild.
I know, right?
Frisco.
I think she still is having Lulu and Dante's baby. I just don't think that whatever happened, they jury-rigged it, so she's...
Well, I don't know now that she's leaving if that changes it. I think they might have been, but now with Lulu leaving, depending on
I
how
know.
Long.
I was wondering how they are going to do that one.
They will probably just leave it Maxie's at this point.
Oh, God. No. No. Oh,
why?
God.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, no. Maxie shouldn't have a baby. Yeah.
Well, okay. Why?
Because she's not mature enough.
Well, that's true, but, I mean, she's pregnant, and with Lulu leaving, I wonder if this is a game changer.
Yeah.
I can't see Maxie having a baby.
Back a replacement.
I think it would be kind of interesting myself, but...
I just can't imagine Maxie having a baby. I just can't.
Well, I couldn't imagine a few other people having a baby either, but they've got
them. Exactly. Yeah. If they have Gabe, Sam, a fucking baby,
there you go.
Why not Maxie?
There it is.
There you go. You know it.
We knew it. We knew
there it.
It
is.
How many times has Sam lost her kid now?
Okay, so my point is actually...
Well, in fairness, actually, she didn't lose it. It was taken. I'll give her that twice.
Well, all right, but she's a PI, for God's sake.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, she, yeah. But to say she gave the baby...
She can't find the nose on the end of her face, let alone find anything else.
She needs to find more reliable babysitters is the problem.
I'm available.
I want that baby. He can come live with me.
Oh, he's
no,
gorgeous.
Isn't he just the sweetest little thing?
Oh, my. He never cried. He has never cried once on that show. Not once.
What? I mean, have they... Well, first of all, do we know it's for sure that they're recasting? I know that's a rumor, but we really don't know whether they are or not.
We don't know, but, I mean, there's a rumor and
I thought they said they were. Maybe I misunderstood.
Nobody has officially said it, but, I mean, I think
it's speculated.
I'm... Lulu, you mean?
Yeah,
I'm sure. Sure they'll recast her. I'm sure. I mean, yeah, I'm sure they will.
Dominic's not
they
going anywhere.
Her with? Do we know any blonde young actresses that could take her place?
Oh God, I'm thinking of one, but I'm hoping General Hospital don't. And I don't want anybody to take offense to it because I like her too. I've thought about Crystal Hunt.
Lord.
Remember her?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I thought of her. Wait a minute, I thought of her. But then before that, like if Marcy Riley did not go back to General Hospital, I mean to Johnny Rosses, I would have said her. But
yeah.
Oh my God, I was so happy when she came back to YNR. Like,
me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I screamed like, yeah. Like you thought I won the lottery. I was like, ah!
And
oh,
I'm loving Dylan. I tell you what, Steve Burton, he's doing great. I love it.
Yeah.
No, I've seen a few names mentioned. I don't know these people, so, I mean, I don't know any of these people that they're talking about, so. But they might just find somebody, a complete unknown to play her, too.
Oh, well, it seems to be working for all my children. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think she's got too much. You know, she's got, there's Dante, there's the baby storyline, there's the fact she owns the Haunted Star, there's,
yeah.
You know, she's very much ingrained, so I would say that, yeah they'll reach
and
out
she's Lisa Lourdes' daughter.
Or yeah. They would be, you know what, well, that too, but they, but Lucky's gone, and, you know, Nicholas is gone, and Ethan's gone, they got to keep one of the kids on the canvas,
oh,
I guess.
Is Ethan not coming back now?
I heard he was coming back.
I heard that's what I thought.
Nathan saying that he was going to come, that they called him for him to come back and do a couple episodes, but he has to see how his schedule goes.
Well,
that's what I heard.
What the heck is he doing? Broadway?
He's on Bunheads. Isn't he still on Bunheads?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and he's
getting
ready to
film
a movie.
Every time I tune into that, he's never on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get her anymore because I have too many conflicts. I was watching Bunheads, but this year... It's on at 9:00 on Monday, and I have like 5 things on at 9, so I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give it up.
Yeah.
I wonder how long they'll take to recast.
Yeah, because I mean, they would have to have her around for the 50th anniversary.
Okay, I was somewhere. I don't know if this is true. If Nicholas was coming back for the Nurses Ball,
yeah. Tyler Christopher said he was going to come back.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Well,
did he say that? Is that official yet? Because people keep talking about it, but then we keep hearing, no, he was just on the set visiting, or, you know, I'm like, I can't keep track.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to keep a few things secrets, except especially
mm-hmm.
stuff surrounding the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be good if we have a few surprises.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like that.
I mean, you got Rick Springfield, he's performing as a nurse as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Rick coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Please let him and Frisco do a song together. That's been
Don't
my dream. I'm like,
dream.
Rick?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh.
I'm an affair of the heart.
No, I'm on cheek.
Yeah.
Baby Jake.
You want who?
Jake.
Who?
Little Jake.
Well, I mean, I do too, but I don't know. I mean, that I don't think that's anything to do with the 50th, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But the meaning of new beginnings.
Yeah.
New changes.
Yeah, he's
I've
just going to stroll right into the nurse's ball.
What?
He'll just walk right into that nurse's ball.
I mean,
where'd that small file come from?
I, for the life of me, can't figure out why they haven't done it already, so I'm going
to... I know, that is one thing they have fucked up.
I'm going to assume it's not on their radar to do, because why it hasn't been done already, I'll never understand.
We have the princess with her holy child there.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with it. They could bring
that
it
had nothing to do with it.
As a matter of fact, that's the reason that's why I had a mini meltdown about that today. If anything, that all the more they should bring that kid back because she's
mm-hmm.
there.
I agree,
but apparently they have no interest in doing so.
Because they are bad on the school.
No, they don't.
Let's think about this. So far, we were all wrong about Steven because we all thought they were going to kill him off. And surprisingly, I'm glad they didn't do that. Thank you. But what if this happens? What if the writers are hiding a secret? Don't you guys think, not saying that I don't support this couple, even though I still want AJ and Carly to have a one-night stand, but...
Oh, God.
I'm
on my AJ and this now.
Wait. Because they said in the spoilers that she was going to have, like, an emotional breakdown over the relationship with Elizabeth and AJ. Let's just say with AJ and Elizabeth.
Yeah, please.
Well, let's think about it. We'll rekindle the whole Carly Elizabeth thing.
Did you say Callie's going to have an emotional breakdown over Liz and AJ?
Yeah. See, and that doesn't even make sense.
Over the relationship and friendship that they're going to have. I don't know. But anyway, what I was going to say was, what if we don't know AJ's whole agenda? Yeah, sure, he's changed. He's hot. He's cool. He's acting like a little kid, like a teenager, when he's asked somebody out on a date. It's just pump, yes. But what if he has a secret, like another secret?
Okay, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me because, you know what, I'm amazing in this brigade. Yeah. It took me a while, and to put up a secret like that is bad. It's horrible. It will be...
Yeah, I hope they don't do that.
I'll tell you, originally that's what I wanted to have happen, but I've since changed
mm-hmm.
on that. I want
yeah,
them to leave AJ alone because... At this point, the only one on the canvas that Liz can have at this point is AJ.
That's
and
right.
And I love the bike.
And Carrie knows this. Carrie, you probably talked too that I'm on the AJ in this big wagon.
Yeah,
and
I didn't think we had any stops in Seattle. We just went on by.
Fine, you know what, Carrie? Fine, Carrie.
No, but I do something good for one, fine. Yeah, because not only that, they really need to have somebody to anchor the show, and since you know who isn't there, I think they need to leave AJ intact for many reasons.
We need to keep cues on the camera.
Yeah, originally that's what I wanted for him to come with
mm-hmm.
the secret because it would have been perfect payback for Jason.
Right.
But now that Jason's gone, you know, he's gone, he's not
right.
coming back. I can't have what I want, so it's time to shift focus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in zoning AZ right now. He's not making me mad. So that is a really good thing. So really, I don't think they need to, do that.
I would like it more if Stephen Laws had something to do with it, to be honest.
I've always thought of that. Because I go back to that night, why was he so uppity about keeping Jason and Liz apart that night? I still want to know that, Kristen.
Not just that, he wouldn't let anybody go see the child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't believe it's coming up on 2 years and we're still talking about this kid being dead. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
There's a whole bunch of fans who are waiting.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a priority to them. It's clear to me it's not a priority to them.
Has everybody checked out the new message board on the ABC site for GH?
No.
It's pretty cool. I like it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been over the Young and the Restless board. The CBS board playing that darn freaking game that they got to test your knowledge about the 40 year, like, you know, the different decades for Young and the Restless.
Whew.
There's a lot of stuff that I didn't know. But kind of new.
Interesting.
But it is interesting. I'm trying to win a trip to LA so I can go on the set of Young and the Restless. Okay? Thank you.
Well,
that's what they're offering. If for each decade that they have up, you're registered to once. So I entered three times because I did all three decades so far.
Well, Candace, you can go on a tour of the Young and the Restless set. All you have to do is hang around Macaulay. Christoph said he'll take her on a tour. So just hang around Macaulay, and she'll bring you.
Do me a favor. If anyone gets to the Y&R set, go across the hall and break down the B&B door and lock up KKL.
Okay. No, I want to give her. You know what? The real person I want is Taylor. For her, for what, shaking her thing like that. No, you don't do that. That is.
Oh no.
Nasty.
I'm on Team Taylor.
Yes.
I'm Team Taylor.
Who is Team Taylor?
She is going into that house with a key and then walking into someone's bedroom. Mm-hmm. Who the hell does she think she is?
And then criticizing who they have in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, how ballsy are you?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
That's,
and then she's accusing Taylor of what she's done, sleeping away.
I was laughing. I said, I can't believe this woman goes into his bedroom, opens the door. Are you with someone? Opens the door to see who he's with.
You know, do you notice she called out Donna's name? I'm like, get out of here.
Donna? Is it Pam? And she opens the door. I'm like, what the?
And she tells her to leave. Finally, Eric Ruiz then told her to leave. Look, I'm not, you know, the biggest Taylor and Eric fan going, but who the hell does Brooke think she is?
Really? When she unlocked that front door, my blood pressure went up like a shot, going, what the F?
She's not.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I was the same way.
This is just another reason to drive her closer to Bill. You watch.
Yeah.
And, he's another one that needs a slap.
Yeah, but he looks like he wants to be a granddaddy.
Yeah, but he wants to be a granddaddy, but he wants to be with Brooke.
He wants to be sleeping with Brooke, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Touching her face, touching her hair. I will do anything if you need me. I will give you what you need. Yeah, what she needs is she wants to lay down in the bed with him, and he'll give her what she needs, and that's going to happen soon.
But you know what? I mean, Brooke is not the only callable one in this. So is Bill. I mean,
he's bad, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bill's not Bill.
The real Bill Spencer would be furious at her for
that
wedding. But what does he do? He goes over and supports her and touches her and whatnot. Come on now.
Yeah, and Steffi brought it up, and Bill is sticking up for Hope and Brooke. It's like, what?
Yeah, all of a sudden he has sympathy for Hope all of a sudden.
Yeah. Oh, what happened to Bill?
He just wants to get some, you know what, from Brooke.
Yeah.
So he'll say anything.
But what's gonna? But I mean, he's gonna ruin his marriage for her yet again.
Yeah.
I don't know what she has that makes these men go friggin' bonkers. I really don't.
It's not that look in her face, because I'd like to slap it off.
Ooh. Cassie's so violent.
With her, I can't stand this look she puts on her face. She's not redeemable to me after what she did with that wedding. So I have this thing about her. I just can't even look at her.
Okay. See, now redeemable. Okay, I disagree about her not being redeemable doing that. It's not like she killed someone. So really?
She's about to
kill someone. I would have loved to see her kill someone.
Yeah, right. She's about to kill her sister's man. Oh, she calls him a stallion. I'm like, you're a horse's ass.
Oh, and that is so gross. You're still a stallion.
Still a stallion.
Oh, my God.
I heard that, and I'm like, huh?
Ugh. Creepy. Creepy.
It is creepy.
Oh, Brooke plays men like a violin. It's amazing.
That's what killed me when she accused Taylor of using it to get to power to Eric. I'm thinking, that's how you got what you got in Forrester.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, okay.
I did like what Eric said after she finally left. And he gave Taylor a hug towards the end and said, there's going to be a new something.
Well, I didn't
matriarch.
Like that. I didn't like that only because it's too soon to be making those kind of announcements, too. He's a little
but he's
by
only
his...
doing it with her.
No, but it doesn't matter. He doesn't belong making those pronouncements. First of all, nobody can just jump in as the matriarch of the family. I mean, his wife's only been dead a couple of months. He needs to grow up a little bit, too.
And you become the matriarch. It's not like,
you know,
the way
he's
said...
appointing her.
Yeah, the way he did that, I didn't really agree with that. But the other thing is, Brooke assumes herself as the matriarch, which isn't right either.
Didn't she say Stephanie left me in charge? Did she say that it was like Freeman?
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, what in the world?
Yep.
She gave her the key.
I think she probably had the key all along.
Candace, what happened?
Well, I was babysitting, and the mom came in, and I said, I'm going, and then next thing I know, I got cut off.
Oh.
So now I'm walking home. We really singing the love boat?
We can hear you singing.
You guys were talking about people getting it on, and that's the first thing that popped into my head.
Oh, see, that would not have been the first thing. This would have been down chicka wow wow. Down chicka wow wow.
But not when I think of that Eric and that Taylor together. Oh.
Yeah, it is creepy.
No.
Actually, I think of.
Yeah, I'm not into the Eric Taylor thing, but I'm into the book finally getting, you know, being put in her place by Eric because he's been a sap for her for years.
But you know, that's when I stopped watching Bold and Beautiful the other day. Was when those two were getting close, and I was like, "All right, I tried to watch this show, but I gotta go now."
Yeah, it's not ideal. The situation is not ideal. But seeing Brooke, when Brooke saw them, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean that's.
And this is me. I have no history with the show. This is just me going purely on sweet squick factor. So.
I mean, even just to look at them, it's not an appealing couple.
Well, they're about as...
What is he, like 100 or something?
Yeah. Oh! But she's in her 50s.
No, but I'm saying, but even just... No, I mean, let's face it, that's his daughter-in-law. I just...
Yeah.
It's your grandfather.
Yeah,
but it's your kid's grandfather.
Would it be better if it was Brooke with him? That would gross me out. I'd turn the show off.
No, I don't want Brooke or Taylor. I'd rather have Pam with him, believe it or not. I mean, it's just more appropriate, I'm saying, as far as you don't take up with somebody that's been with your sons and had kids with your son.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's not even so much about it.
It happened.
Isn't that what the show is all about?
This cell phone keeps ringing.
I mean... I just don't see the chemistry between Taylor. I mean, even if it wasn't the daughter-in-law thing, I just don't see the chemistry between them.
No, they really don't have any.
I think they got something. But
nah, just,
I'm not that involved in the whole Taylor bridge.
I mean,
well,
I actually think I liked him with Lauren, that crazy Sheila, better back in the day for younger women.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm opposed to him being with a younger woman. It's just the connection. I just can't. And she's always been like, you know, a daughter to him. They've always said it.
Yeah. By the way, really quick, we have 10 minutes to go because the Adult Radio is next. But I just wanted to let Kathy, guess what? Guess what got saved?
I'm happy about this. I think I knew what show you're talking about, Carly.
What?
John, what? I don't know. There's so many things I can think of. Parenthood?
No. Candace, what did you think I'm going to say?
Drop Dead Diva.
Yes.
I thought it got canceled.
Good. I am so happy.
Whoa.
I thought it got canceled.
It got saved.
Well, they saved it.
Yep, it's coming back this year. Season 5. Lifetime made a mistake, y'all.
Good. I missed most of last year because it competed with another show that I watched at that time. So I was so bummed because
I have conflicts. It's on the same time as something I watch, too. So I have to record it. It's on the same time.
Yeah, I don't have a DVR anymore, so I can't do any of that. So I'll see, but I'm glad she broke up with that idiot.
They broke up?
Huh?
Yeah.
I need to see the last episode of the last season. Okay. All right, they broke up.
I'm just happy it's renewed. I am happy because, you know, I have a view. I can be happy with that because I was pissed off when I found out it was canceled. Oh, and Kathleen, you will be, I don't know, happy or sad to know that you will be a housewife. So Camille is not returning for season 4. And neither is
Adrian.
I really wish it would have been Brant, what's her name? The one that was married to, Eddie Simmons.
Brandy?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Yes. Woman. She
Troublemaker.
Join the club.
Did you hear who might be joining if they play their cards right?
Leanne
Ron.
Oh my God!
No.
If this happens, it will hit the fan.
Yeah.
They'll
have so many viewers that it'll be unbelievable.
Oh my God!
What happened?
That's must-watch TV.
They're talking about having Leanne Ron on Real Housewives.
I would love it.
Ooh!
Then I
would love it.
Can you imagine the confrontation?
Whines about how broke she is. One more freaking time, I'm ready to punch her out.
Her foul mouth. Her mouth. I mean, I swear.
Oh, Brandy. Okay.
I swear, but this one, she can't talk without lashing out with someone without four letter words and everything else.
Yep.
Oh,
she's
not my favorite.
Not class.
The only one that I think is that has a normal life, if you want to call it normal, I think Kyle and Mauricio.
No,
yeah.
Lisa does. Lisa's pretty normal.
She's gonna. What'd you think about Ingo on Dancing with the Stars, everyone?
I loved it. Somebody was right on
Samantha
there.
Knows the music.
Ever deck. Will you do the music?
I'm
going to
watch.
The music, I did it.
It looks like a good show. I can't wait to watch.
When it comes back, you will have Kathy's Corner of Dancing with the Stars. I've decided to call it.
They should have changed the judges. That's all I got to say about it.
I like the judges.
I like two out of three.
Who don't you like?
I don't like Carrie Ann. I don't like Carrie Ann anymore.
I like her.
I do too.
It's to me, she's just so, like, she needs to voice her opinion, not like, well, your turns could have been more sharper. I love you, but it's just, you know, that's not considered. And, yeah, I agree. But I need, you know who I would love? Paula Abdul. I know she's not a ballroom dancer, but when she was going, I got all excited. Oh, look at Paula Abdul.
She is at least.
If Paula Abdul was on there, I wouldn't watch. Because Paula Abdul, one day she knows what's going on, the next day
she doesn't.
She's
crazy. That girl's cray-cray.
All right,
yeah.
I'll schedule on this week.
We need some cray-cray on Dancing with the Stars. We need some. Think about it. This season, you have the only saving grace for this
wait,
season.
What happened now? Why did Carrie leave?
We're talking about.
Still there.
She doesn't want to talk
no,
about
Carrie
Dancing
left.
With the Stars.
Carrie left the building.
She's trying to say goodbye.
She may have hung up the phone, but she's still logged in.
She said goodbye. She said goodbye. I heard her.
Oh.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye, Carrie.
I love you. I miss you.
Kisses.
We'll in 4 minutes. We have Liaison Radio. Is anyone going to Liaison Radio tonight?
No, I can't.
Yeah. I got to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Why did you have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Because I have to do house chores. And I also have to babysit tomorrow at 8:30 till 6 o'clock.
Oh, my. All day.
Dang.
This is all good.
Well, good if you're happy with it.
Yeah, she says it's all good, and then she dropped, like, two.
Oh. Well, everybody have a great weekend and week. Chat next week.
Yeah. John,
okay.
Enjoy the show that shows this week.
Oh, yeah. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Are you, Kathleen, you calling into Liaison Radio?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
I'm going to see. I got a couple things to do, and then I'm tired because I didn't sleep last night, so I'm going to see. I might. I'm not saying I'm not.
What about you, Sam?
Oh, not right away, but...
okay.
Because I got to wait for 9 o'clock if I do it on my cell phone, so...
All right, well, okay. Yeah, well, we will be back next week, and I'm sure the shows will be crazy and good and all that.
Crazy good.
Yeah, you got to watch them, though, Carly. You got to get caught up.
Believe me, yes. Believe me. I'm looking forward to next week, you guys, because my parents are going out of town for a whole week. Because it's going to cause havoc. Havoc. Crazy havoc, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
you guys, so I will watch it, and yeah, just call in next week, and yeah. Kathy, are you really going to bed?
I'm going to, right now I have a couple things to do. I have to go in my bathroom, have a couple things to do. I'll see how I feel after, and then I'm going to, probably calling Christie's. I'm going to see.
Okay.
I slept 2 hours last night. I'm really tired, so
oh,
I'll
God,
see how I
you
feel.
Oh, God, you poor thing.
I'll see how I feel, but you
okay.
Might hear me.
Cool. Okay, night, you guys.
Good night.
Night.
Ciao.
Night.
Bye.